Where have we ended up after the Serious Fraud Office's bid to appeal a High Court decision relating to the New Zealand First Foundation? That failed, of course. So two men found not guilty of obtaining nearly $750,000 by deception. That was between 2015 and 2020. Winston Peters now wants an apology. Constitutional law expert Andrew Geddes back with us. Andrew, very good morning to you.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
It's not totally clean and clear as Peters would make it out to be, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, what the foundation was doing was illegal. The problem was that under the Electoral Act, there was no specific offence provision that they could be charged with under the Electoral Act. So the Serious Fraud Office had to reach for the Crimes Act and the obtaining by deception charge under the Crimes Act, which just didn't really fit the hole that was here. So, yeah, the foundation was unlawful. What was happening was illegal. It's just there was no offence provision that people could be charged under.
So they reached the SFO for the only thing they could reach for. It just didn't work.
Yeah, so there was a gap in the Electoral Act, which has since been filled. There's been a new offence provision put in to make sure that something like this foundation can't happen again without some sort of legal consequences. But at the time the foundation was running, there was this loophole where there was a legal obligation to give the money to the party, which wasn't happening, but there was no offence provision if that legal obligation wasn't abided by. So they were able to get off on that technicality.
In closing the loophole, have we solved the problem?
Well, we've solved the problem in that you can now charge people for trying to run this sort of thing again. So this foundation, if Winston Peters says this foundation is all lawful, the question to ask him would be, well, why don't you reset it up? And the answer would be, well, you know, we can't because the law's changed. So we've got rid of that small problem. We've still got the problem, though, that big donations to political parties, you know, they're always looking for ways to try to get those donations in without having them appear in the light. That's the big problem.
And that will never be solved. As far as I can work out, short of the state providing the funding for everything, then there will always be someone looking hard.
Yeah, I mean, short of the state providing at least some more funding, at the moment we really rely on very wealthy people to fund a lot of what political parties do, which is all well and good when it's done for the best of intentions. The question is what happens when it's not.
So what do you reckon? Is Peters owed an apology or not?
No, he's not. I mean, you know, the Serious Fraud Office had to act here because what was happening, if this foundation was allowed to operate with nothing, no consequences, it would have completely ruined New Zealand's system of funding political parties. Serious Fraud Office had to bring charges. It was just a quite minor technical detail that allowed the people behind us, who, incidentally, we don't know. They still have name suppression, which is ridiculous.
Why? Because if it was dismissed, why would you want their name out there and, of course, all the ensuing, you know, anger at them?
Well, because they were running an unlawful funding operation that they managed to get off on a technicality.
Right.
And also it allows the party and these individuals who... I've got to be careful what I say, but if we knew who they were, this would cast us in a quite different light.
Okay. So I can almost anticipate your next answer. My ongoing concern with this sort of process, the SFO, and I go back to White Island as well, when the state comes after you with the budget the state has and the energy the state has, and you're just an individual, there seems to me when it's dismissed or you're found not guilty or charges are dropped or you walk away, an unfair scenario that something doesn't happen. Someone doesn't apologise or there's some sort of compensation or, you know what I'm saying? It seems David and Goliath to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's true for anyone who faces criminal charges. When the state comes after you, there is an imbalance, which is why, you know, it's important that we have things like, you know, public funded lawyers and so on to represent you. The question here was one of a legal interpretation of an offence. And the only way to answer that is to get in front of court and get a judge to be able to conclude. Mm. Now, there was no maliciousness here. The charges weren't brought to try to attack this party. The charges were brought because there was genuine uncertainty as to whether the law had been broken. And how else do you resolve that except by taking it to court?
Well explained. Appreciate it. Andrew Geddes, he's always good, isn't he? Constitutional law expert.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.